When Art started the broadcast from Pahrump, and of course your corporate offices at the time were in Medford, Oregon, so you had time and space in between. Was that strange for you for a while?
No. I'll tell you why. I'm going to give Art a huge credit for that, and it might be a completely unconscious thing. But I always felt, you know, Art and I spent a lot of time on the telephone. And I felt I knew him real well just from the radio show, because I would listen every night.
Sure.
I mean, I was always very much at ease with him. And I'll tell you that pretty much with Art, and I'll say the same thing about you, George, what you're hearing is who you guys are. So, I mean, it was not strange, and it was it's kind of more strange to see somebody every day for me. Again, Art, if there was something happening and we were in the middle of something or working on something, you know, we may call each other 30 or 40 times a day when things were going well, once or twice a day, or when things were quiet. So, I mean, it wasn't strange, and that whole thing worked out very well.
Well, I tell you, Alan, the people here at Premier have been great to me. They know who they are, and they've been very supportive of the efforts of what you and Art started. But you're the guy who hired me, for what you did, you know, I could never repay that.
You know, I'm not as altruistic as you think. I mean, you weren't hired because to go out and do a charity thing. I mean, you were doing a great job. And, you know, we were hearing very favorable things back. And when we would listen to the shows, we were real happy when you were there and we knew we could work with you and what have you. So it works both ways, I can assure you.
I practiced mind sending powers to you for years. I'm wondering if you ever got that.
Well, something must have been at work there, because there were like 10,000 people wanting to get on, you know, and do that overnight show. And when we were getting some relief for Art, when Art had the real bad period of back problems.
Oh, yes.
And believe me, they were horrendous. He didn't know from one minute to the next whether he'd be on the air that night, or if he was able to manage 2 hours before the show. The situation could and often did deteriorate. So that was a real rough thing. I think one of the things people don't know about you is, and this is real behind the scenes stuff, you didn't know many nights whether you'd work or not. And you were in a standby mode and very, very, very supportive of us. And a lot of times Art didn't know whether he'd be on the air until literally a half hour, an hour before airtime, because he would try to do those shows. And, you know, he wasn't, if there was any possible way he could, then he did them. And he did a lot of them in pain. But you were also working at KTRS in St. Louis mm-hmm. at the time, and you were doing, what, a 3 or 4 hour show?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
There were many, many nights, and I don't mean 3 or 4, I mean many, many nights, when you were on the air 7 hours a day.
I remember one night, Alan, we were in a commercial in St. Louis.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I was awake, but the phone rang, and it was you, and you said, you got to do it tonight. So I'd get off the air, and this is Central Time, I'd get off the air at midnight and then run down the hallway, and the thumping would start for Coast to Coast, and I'd be on. And, we prepared the show. We were ready just in case, and off we went. But I've got to tell you, in all my life, working with you and Art and the rest of the team, nothing has been more satisfying. And the fact that Art is back now doing weekends is just a thrill, absolutely thrill. It's strange.
I'll tell you one thing. The lineup between you and Art right now is about as solid as anything could be. It doesn't get a lot better.
Well, I tell you, our last rating period with Art aboard again has just zoomed. And in some markets, as you know, Alan, we command 20 to 30 share of the market at night. And that's unheard of.
Those are totally unheard of performance records. They're unbelievable.
But the storyline, the content, the type of guests that have come to Coast to Coast are just, you don't get that in mainstream radio anymore. At all, they don't touch this. How come?
I'll tell you. I don't know how close we are to the break, but you'll tell me. When we contemplated doing an overnight show, I was calling around various larger stations, even networks, and trying to see if I could get certainly the bigger stations to take the show. getting any advice I could from other networks. And I was told consistently, don't worry, don't do overnights. Why are you wasting your time on overnights? It's absolute throwaway time. Isn't worth anything. And even if you got a show that that was a good show and you managed to get a bunch of affiliates, you can't sell the time. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, how many people are up at night?
Millions.
It's a whole different audience. It's an audience that's very well focused on what they're listening to. In most cases, the phones aren't ringing, dogs aren't barking, the kids aren't asking for this or that. And people are, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to be completely listening or you'll fall asleep.